Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garn Report from now Miami-Dade Arena here. For the final time this season, at least until the playoffs, Celtics and Heat face off, split the season series evenly thanks to a devastating collapse by the Celtics in the fourth quarter. Scored just 13 points after the end of the third, where they had produced 50% shooting, manageable offense, even if it wasn't great, three-point efficiency to that point, limited their turnovers through a quarter. They ramped up as the game went on, and then devastating fashion, Jason Tatum's seventh on the potential go-ahead play down the stretch. Loading up, Pete doubled him in a zone, tried to throw a cross-court pass, I don't know where, but Tyler Hero is in the perfect position to pick it off. Heat hit a free throw. Celtics take two timeouts at that point to draw up a play that sent Peyton Pritchard running toward half court. Got off a great release to try to tie the game at 98. Falls short. Heat escaped this one on a 28-1-8 run, including that final free throw. Swing this game drastically after trailing by 10 with about 8 minutes to go. A stunning reversal that sent this place into a frenzy. Great crowd in the second half, at least, as Bam went out for some runouts, dunks. Tyler Hero, after this grueling 3-18 start where everything bounced off the rim, finally got this push shot to go that made it a three-point game. Grant Williams got a shot to tie it, but we'll focus in on that possession for a second because the Heat zone up late. Jason Tatum said after that they loaded up on him. He played a little bit too slow in those circumstances. It's something we've seen the Celtics do many circumstances this year. So I'm not going to focus on Malcolm Brogdon being out, Marcus Smart's absence, which is expected to last a week or two here, which is going to be interesting to see how they manage that, he said before the game tonight. And Jaylen Brown going down with some soreness in the adductor again, which doesn't sound great either. This wasn't a rest night. He didn't feel good waking up this morning. But Derek White did. He got 23 points from him. He goes cold in that fourth quarter, though, on a floater attempt that missed everything. And a wide-open three-pointer. One of 10, 11 possessions to the midway point in the fourth quarter that could have iced this game. Instead, the Celtics missed 10 in a row. White turns it over on another play. They end up in this situation late where the ball's in Tatum's hands. They're trying to run out clock. They're trying to manage possessions, and they slow down. They get away from the sets they ran through the rest of the game. Joe Mazzulla took credit for that, by the way, for not having the appropriate spacing on those plays, and said he ultimately should have called the play in that spot. But he did defend his decision on that last play in particular to not call a timeout. Here's what he had to say.
What were you looking for on the last – not the three, but the one when Jason ended up getting trapped and kind of...
Yeah, I was looking for that. And so that's on me to put him in a better situation.
So Joe's going to defend himself in that spot. And you can already see this building up toward big playoff loss where they need a timeout in a fourth quarter. And who knows, maybe his strategy adjusts in a spot like that. And this is ramping up toward an eventual goal that they have. But to me, this feels like an ideology thing. He liked the ball being in Tatum's hands. They weren't going to create misdirections or put the ball in other ball handlers' hands, particularly on a night where it's White and Pritchard out there rather than Brogdon and Smart. So he liked having the ball in Tatum's hands. They just didn't run the right play for him in that spot. And that counteracts not calling a timeout to me. You draw up a play in a timeout. It's the value of it. It's why they're there. And you do end up in a situation right where the camera's sitting right now where it's good to have two timeouts. White couldn't get the ball in. They have two timeouts to play with there first to advance it and then to avoid the five-second call. They do actually end up trying a good play out of timeout for Pritchard. So it's becoming harder and harder to give Mazzulla leeway on that ideology that he has. It's one of his biggest stances as a coach is not calling timeouts. In the flow of the game, it makes sense, but he did actually call one after the Heat went on a quick 10-0 run to cut that lead down completely to 87-87. That's where the drought really started for the Celtics, or continued at least in the second half of that fourth quarter. That timeout didn't do a ton, so I guess that lends some credence to the fact that he can't save them, which is something we've heard Smart say and Tatum say and Grant all the way down the line. The team understands what he's going for, and I think they like it. But he needs to understand what they need in a game like this where there's Pritchard on the floor, White's getting frantic late, Grant through that fourth quarter stretch missing front rim floater that could have been a vital basket to maintain the lead here. I felt that was the one they really needed. And then other plays getting run off the three-point line. He does hit the big one to tie it. But they were getting stagnant late. You didn't see Rob involved. You didn't see multiple efforts offensively to get quality shots. And they're going to be in these games in the playoffs. And yes, Smart will be there and Brogdon will be there. And you'll have all these options, Brown. But are they going to utilize them? And I don't think Luke, Pritchard, Hauser even, who went 0-5 in this one, cost the Celtics this game. This was management of a lead late. This was offense dysfunction, which we've seen at points throughout the schedule since November. They've slid in terms of their offensive efficiency. And yeah, give them credit for 9 straight wins. Give them the credit for this cushion that they built on the number one seed. But we know we're holding this team to a higher standard, particularly against the Heat team that played like this was an important, I don't want to say playoff game, but the guys who were out there made big plays late. And on a bad shooting night for Miami, a horrid shooting night, they found a way to pull out this game with great defensive adjustment late that made it hard for the Celtics. So them not being able to respond, particularly Mazzulla not being able to respond to that late, is worrisome, particularly since you could see this matchup in the playoffs in the future. I don't know. What do you guys think? Was this on Tatum? Was this on Mazzulla? They both took credit for it after the loss, or blame rather. Who do you think shares more blame out of this one? Celtics swept in their Florida road trip here. Pull out a win in Toronto on a rest night. Still continuing to balance rest, health, as well as the chase for the number one seed, which isn't a huge concern right now. It's the habits that this team's building offensively and them creeping back into some of their bad ones at points. And Mazzulla's ability to manage that as the Celtics go and face some really tough defenses into the weekend. Knicks, Lakers, Nets coming up again at TD Garden. We'll be back to cover all of that. 4-game homestand getting started. Celtics CLNS, Celtics All Access, as well as CLNS Media for all the post-game coverage tonight. Talked to Grant Williams about his struggles in particular recently. He had some interesting stuff to say. Go check that out. I talk about it in our next video. Of course, show our sponsors some love. Big reason we're able to bring you Bucket Hat coverage down here in Miami. It's brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh.com/Garden21 is going to get you 21 free meals when you head over there. All kinds of options, whether it's fish, whether it's vegetarian, whether it's meat lover. You can go over there and get any kind of custom order you want each week to your door on ice. By using that promo code GARN21, you'll support us and get yourself 21 free meals, as well as free shipping right to your door every week. That's HelloFresh.com/GARN21. Go show some love to RocketMoney.com/Garden. All you have to do is download the app, check it out, see if it's for you. Money management tools, see what's coming in and out of your account each month. See what subscriptions you have that you don't know or that you don't know what you're paying for. That can change without you knowing it. So head to RocketMoney.com/Garden and go see what it can do for you. And athleticgreens.com/garden get you 5 free travel packs. Pour it in your water each morning. You know the routine. We've been doing it for 8 months. Vitamins, minerals, adaptogens, probiotics. Go see what's in it. Go see the great reviews, 5 stars. Go over there and check that out. athleticgreens.com/garden. Get yourself a year's supply of immune boosting vitamin D for free with your first order, along with a lot of cool gear. A travel container that comes with it and those travel packs are great. athleticgreens.com/garden. From Miami-Dade Arena, I'm Bobby Manning. Celtics lose 98-95 to the Heat.